5270.
5270, I hear Super Chat, what's going on?
Well, I have a gentleman in the back. He's got headphones on. He's got something in his hand. I don't know what it is. I didn't feel comfortable approaching him anymore. Stood quite a ways away from him, clapped my hands, hollered at him. He's still not waking up. Used the microphone. I'm not sure. He looks like he's just heavily asleep. I don't know if it's alcohol or drug induced, but...
Okay. And is he breathing okay? Do you think it's a medical thing or a drug thing?
He looks like he's breathing okay. I really can't tell. He's got sunglasses on. He's kind of hunched over like he's really asleep, so I have no idea.
Okay, copy that. Well, we can have a supervisor meet you en route, or I could have police come right now. How urgent do you think it is? How long have you been there?
Well, I'm at Beaverton TC. I don't leave here for about 18 minutes, so do you want me to call you back if he hasn't exited at that point, or what? Maybe when I show off the bus, he'll wake up? I don't know.
How long has he been on your bus?
Well, I'm not exactly sure where he got on, but I've been sitting here for about 2-3 minutes.
Okay, well, I'm just going to call police then. And can you describe him for me?
It looks like a Hispanic male wearing a white t-shirt with a, checkered green and white checks overshirt and a hat, glasses. He's got a goatee.
And you can't tell what he's holding in his hand?
I'm sorry, I didn't copy what you said.
You can't make out what he's holding in his hand?
No, I can't tell if it's silver, and I can't tell if it's like one of those vapor pipes or what.
Okay, but it's about that size and shape, like a small vapor pipe, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, go ahead and take your break. Keep your doors open. I'm going to send police to your bus, okay?
Copy that. Thank you.
You're welcome. 1701.